afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The Orion spacecraft, more formally the Orion Multipurpose Crew Vehicle, is NASA's vehicle of choice to take astronauts to the Moon, a future lunar space station, and potentially on to Mars. Orion is the business end of the rocket, not the launch paraphernalia. In fact, space missions these days are very complicated, involving many different private and public operators and different technical components developed by very different organisations. The Orion spacecraft has already passed one major flight in space in 2014 and is expected to take on a second journey shortly with the Artemis 1 mission, and that may launch this year, in fact quite soon. An orbital mission and a landing mission are then expected later in the 2020s. Similar in shape to the Apollo spacecraft, Orion is designed to carry up to four astronauts to destinations, such as the Moon or Mars. And Orion, as you may expect, is a significant upgrade from Apollo, which I must say looks incredibly clunky from our current viewpoint. Lockheed Martin is the prime contractor for the spacecraft. The company began work on it in 2004, having won a competition for the contract, and that was valued at about $8.1 billion. So, a lot of money in this. Orion was originally built for NASA's Constellation program that was intended to bring humans to the International Space Station, the Moon, and ultimately Mars. But the program was cancelled in 2010 after President Barack Obama's administration requested that NASA focus on other goals. In early 2011, NASA hinted that the Orion spacecraft could be repurposed for new directives. Orion persisted through its development as NASA pivoted program goals yet again when President Donald Trump tasked the agency with prioritizing moon landings over deep space excursions and wanted a planned 2024 landing at that. The Joe Biden administration committed to continuing the Artemis program after coming to office in 2021. So you can see, it's quite a tricky thing to develop space missions that take years, while new governments take over every 4 years or so and they keep changing the missions and changing the goalposts. Orion's crew module is just one of several components of the spacecraft. Orion also contains a abort system to pull astronauts away from the spacecraft with escape rockets should something go wrong during launch. There's a lot more safety features than the original Apollo astronauts had. So NASA is pulling from decades of research on the International Space Station, the Space Shuttle and earlier programs to keep astronauts safe and comfortable. For example, acoustic specialists were consulted to make sure equipment was humming at a nice, comfortable level, and emergency equipment is stored within easy reach in case of a fire or sudden depressurization. During the next launch, sometime this year, Orion will go on a 380,000-kilometer-long journey to the Moon. According to NASA, Orion will stay in space longer than any ship with astronauts has done without docking to a space station, and return home faster and hotter than ever before. As Orion swoops around the Moon, it will be accompanied by several mannequin-type devices, so it's not going to have humans in there, it's going to have basically test dummies, and they will give more information on how the lunar environment affects humans. So on its first test flight, it will have fake humans. The mission will also include several Lego astronauts and even Snoopy, the famous Peanuts dog, who also served as a moniker for Apollo 10 lunar spacecraft, and that approached the surface of the Moon. Orion will remain in a retrograde orbit for between 6 and 19 days before getting a gravity assist from a return towards the Moon, and the assist will help Orion fly back to Earth on a journey that should take another 9 to 19 days. It's a bit odd that, so, I mean, I got this from the internet, but another 9 to 19 days, it's not very specific. Anyway, and finally, Orion will make a high-speed re-entry, similar to what was tested during Orion's first test flight in 2014, and it'll descend for an ocean splashdown under parachutes. So assuming that Artemis 1 is completed with no major issues, Artemis 2 will be the next major moon mission, expected to launch around May 2024. And so, that's the lowdown on current missions to the Moon and this new Orion module, which the crew will enjoy a nice, comfortable and safe journey in. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.